there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers FFPL podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastical Mick, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on for the season. However, we'll also be talking about much more. So kick back, stay tuned, and enjoy. And a very warm welcome to all our listeners. As you know, we had no show last week due to unforeseen circumstances. Although, I believe, Hector, you actually thought that you were going to be able to put out a show. Is that right?
Yes, that is quite correct. I realized that, there was no show going out, and I came and had a look at the equipment, and I figure I got lights lit up on the audio deck. And then I was trying to figure out, was I recording, or was the recording, when I've been talking, would it be going out live? And I wasn't sure. And I thought, look, better leave it be. I do not want to be out there like a radio station talking to people.
It wouldn't be the first time now, Hector, that you'd be pressing some sort of a button and everything would be going la-di-da with you, but look, fair play to you.
Well, thank you. At least I was here to try and do something about it.
Well, indeed you were. And, it's not going to miss. Maybe I'll show you how to use the equipment here sometime.
As Eamon often says, sometimes best to leave things as they are. Anyway, how are we all doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I've no complaints. I'd say it's a strange start to the football season. You look at some of the results we've had so far, and I think this is going to really, really make a very good season. There's a lot of football teams that are surprising pundits. They are taking on some of the big dogs and coming away with results that we didn't expect there. I think that Man City, they managed to get a draw on Sunday against Newcastle, and although Man City went a goal up, and sometimes that can be the start of a rout of goals, however, Newcastle put the game up to them, and let's not forget that Newcastle are leading 3-1 at one point, I think by the 54th minute. Now, of course, Man City pulled it back to 3-3, could have snatched the winner, but it's a great result for Newcastle. I don't think we need to dress up or talk too much about Man United beating Liverpool. Liverpool really not getting out of the blocks whatsoever. Less said about that. I still don't think Man United are any great shakes. Flash in the pan. But for Liverpool, it's a serious loss. They're really not with it. Are they missing Mane? I think they are missing Mane. I think they are. They're missing Nunes as well. Like, Nunes is off on a red card at the moment. And I think they're missing the firepower up there. Having said that, the defence should have been doing a lot better. I think Alexander Trent Arnold just doesn't seem to be there. Robinson is not there either. And they're not focused. But I do think Mane is a loss to them. Mane was a piece of gel that was in Trickett there. I think his absence is being felt presently at the moment. John Giles is singing as well because Leeds beat Chelsea 3-0 on Sunday. Great result for Leeds. You know, a lot of people, pundits, experts, as they call themselves, considered Leeds to be fit for the drop this season. They managed to survive last year. However, they took Chelsea apart. And if they continue to play like this, they're going to be pretty safe. They've had a really good start to the season. You consider that, Rafinha, people were saying the great player he was is gone. Rodrigo is stepping up there. Aronson is also stepping up there. Leeds don't look like a team who are afraid of anybody. That's a real positive injection there. I think that West Ham are having a terrible start to the season. David Moyes will probably be pulling his hair out wondering what on earth has gone on. Like, West Ham usually get off to a good start. They're not going to win the Premier League, but they're always up there towards the top 10. They're doing well, looking for UEFA football. But at this stage, they are a bit like Liverpool. They haven't got out of the blocks. Leicester, another team. Maybe you need to take in a few transfers. They don't look at all very good there. And Crystal Palace, of course, had a great result against Aston Villa, beating them 3-1. They're doing really good. And I don't think that this is going to be the only scalp that they're going to be taking. Arsenal, like 3 wins out of 3. Mikel Arteta has a powerhouse of a team there. Like, Jesus is hungry for work, or working for goals, or working for the team. He looks like a new player, actually, to me. Odegaard, he's simply leading all the time there. His actions speak volumes. Martinelli is a handful, and the defence is pretty decent as well. There's a threat coming from there. And look, how could I not be feeling good when I have the football like that? And Edgar?
Well, I have to say I'm doing very well, thank you. I was a barbecue recently in Dublin.
All right, okay, a barbecue. Tell us about this, though.
Well, the first time I've been to a barbecue in Ireland, or I should say barbecuing the Irish way, I learned a lot, like, you know, that the Irish people, they like to have lots of smoke with their barbecue, so much so that I actually thought the fire brigade were going to turn up and say, is there some sort of a fire going on here? And, you know, the sausages, they were cremated.
Okay.
Crispy sausages all around. They were very tasty, though, I have to say. And, you know, I'd like to give a big shout out to the barbecue chef, Demo. Thank you very much for cooking those nice sausages. Crispy. I will return favor maybe sometime to him. I also went to a place called the Tato Park, where they get the Tato crisps in County Meath, I think.
All right, okay, Tato Park. How did you get on there?
Well, very busy, a lot of children on there, lots of rides. But I have to say my most enjoyable ride there, I have to say, was this horse. They were on like a monorail, and you're like jockey, you know, giddy up and you run around there.
I see. So you actually thought you were like a jockey. Is that what you're telling us, Hector?
Yes, I was like jockey. I was going giddy up there. But of course, he was on monorail. It wobbled. You could have fallen off there.
All right. So the next stop, Grand National View, is it? You'd be riding a horse or a donkey, maybe.
I don't know about that. I mean, we have to see.
All right. Okay. We have no Captain Fantastical Mick, of course, on today's show. He's away doing something called a Camino Walk.
Hey, sorry. What is this? Calamine lotion walk?
No. Camino walk.
Where did you get calamine lotion out of?
I was looking at the notes there and I have calamine. I have Camino and long walk. Okay. Sorry, I misread that.
I see. So you've turned some writing of yours into calamine lotion. It's just normal service has resumed here with the show.
But what is this walk, can I ask?
Well, from my limited knowledge of this, now I'm not an expert on this, Hector, but it's the Camino de Santiago, or better known as the Way of St. James. It's a pilgrimage of medieval origin, and it's a walk to the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, in the northwest of Spain. And legend has it that the remains of the Apostle St. James the Great buried there. Now, as part of the pilgrimage, there are different routes. Some people walk, some people can cycle, and you can walk through Portugal, Spain, France, and even from Italy. Although some of the routes could take you something like 5 weeks, I believe, to travel.
5 weeks? You said 5 weeks?
That's right, 5 weeks.
You know, Mino, 5 weeks.
Yes, although a lot of people, you know, would travel maybe for a week or two. They don't do the full 5 weeks. Some probably do. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot from Mick when he returns. Indeed, I wonder, did he set off from France?
And I don't know, but I can say this. Maybe if Hector has finished his stint as a jockey next year, maybe he might give consideration on doing this Camino walk. He could always ring into the show and give us an up-to-date on how he's getting on.
Oh, I don't know, Eamon. 5 weeks is a long time to be out there walking. I think, you know, about the footsies, they'd be very sore.
Well, listen, you've got plenty of time to get trained up in it. A little bit of walking every day will help you there.
I don't know, Eamon. I think this is a bad idea.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea. You know, roving Hector rings in from the Camino walk, telling us who he's met, what he's eating, what he's seen, how he's getting on.
Will we see how Mick got on, first of all, before we dispatch Hector?
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem. That's quite all right there. But I think it's a great idea. I would support that. In fact, I would start a campaign in order to help Hector to arrive out there next year. Plenty of time. Give yourself 10 weeks, Hector, if needs be.
10 weeks?
You say we're going to be 5 weeks walking. What are you going with the 10 weeks? I'm just saying, 10 weeks.
Okay, moving along swiftly here now. Okay, now, we have a reminder. And this is for our new managers of the Arkham Avengers FFPL. For those managers who have joined for the 2022-23 season. Now, you might have noticed we put a message up on Twitter and on Facebook. And as we've stated previously, all managers who have joined the league this year should make contact with us to provide their contact details. Now, as you know, there's a trophy for first place this year's league, along with a silver medal for second place and a bronze medal for third place. Last year, the trophy went to the USA, the second place medal went to Galway, and the third place medal also went to the USA. And how did we know where to send these because our managers were in touch, provided us with contact details. So, new manager, if you're listening, you've heard the request, panel are looking for you to get in contact with your name and address, so we'll have it on file, and if you're lucky enough to be a winner, or to come second or third, at least then we will know where to send the prize. We were initially going to afford the managers up to the 29th of October, Saturday the 29th of October. To date, it's been very quiet from our managers getting in touch, and we reviewed this, and in light of the situation, and in fairness to those managers who have been in contact, it was decided that we're going to bring forward the date for people to have their contact details in with us to Saturday, the 3rd of September at 11 o'clock. Now, a manager may not wish to provide their contact details, and that's perfectly fine, and that they're more than welcome to leave the Arkham Avengers FFPL. Come 11 a.m. though, on Saturday, the 3rd of September, 2022, if we have not heard from any of these new managers, they're going to be suspended from the league. And that's the end of that. There's no excuse for it whatsoever. We have given ample notice about this. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It'll be in the show notes. It's on the podcast. There's no excuse. So if you don't get in touch, you're suspended out of the league. And that's it there. And anybody who wishes to get in contact with us in relation to this matter can do so by either sending us a direct message on Twitter, or they can email us at arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to respond to you. And finally, we'd like to give a big thanks to those managers who already have been in contact with us. I think that's fair enough. What do you think, Eamon?
I think it is fair enough. I mean, number one, they were able to pick up the code to join the league. And there is a prize. And I mean, we don't ask for any contribution towards the prize. That's just footed by yourself very generously. And I think it's only fair that managers would maybe get in touch. And if they don't, then that's fair enough. As you said, we have other managers who have been in touch, and it's nice to hear from them. And look, the league will go on.
It will indeed, yes. Now, it'd be a shame, of course, new managers, if they get suspended. But look, that's the way it goes. We can't do anything further about that. Okay, game week 2. Will we have a look to see how the top 10 got on?
Yes, I'm looking forward to this. Hector, you tuned in?
I am tuned in, of course.
Okay. Game week 2, the highest points were 139. The average points were 57. Eamon, take us away here with who was in first place.
Well, in first place for game week 2, we have Taiga. Now, they're up from third place. And they had Haaland as the captain, got 10 points. Jesus is there with 19. Martinelli picked up 8 points for them. Luis Diaz got 9 points. Cancelo had 11. James, 7. Walker had 6 points. And on the bench, they had Nico Williams, who also had 7 points. And in second place, no change, is Cleish Bate, who had 73 points. They opted for Salah as the captain, got 4 points. Jesus was there with 19. Kane had 8. Tony had 9 points. Zaha had 7. Cancelo, 11. James had 7 points. And they also had on the bench Nico Williams for 7 points. Up then to third place, previously been in fourth, was FC Fitz, 72 points. They opted for Haaland as the captain and got 10 points. Jesus was there with 19, Martinelli 8, Cancelo 11, James 7. Goalkeeper Edison got them 6 points there as well. And a non-mover at number 4, What a Beauty, 99, 71 points. Captain Haaland, 10 points for them. Tony had 9. Jesus had 19. Luis Diaz had 9 points. Cancelo 11. And they had Gianni for 6 points. And up to 5th from last week's 7th position is Canby High Cancelo. 72 points. They had Captain Salah as their captain, of course. Got them 4 points. Jesus was there with 19. Foden had 9. Martinelli 8. James 7. Diaz 6. And they had Cancelo 11 points.
All right, so that's the top 5. Hector, talk us from 6th down to 10th then.
A team rising up to 6th place from 9th, the WA Blood, 75 points. They had the Haaland for captain, 15 points, because they triple captain Haaland.
Okay.
Jesus was there with 19. Luis Diaz added the 9 points. Trippier had 7 and Cancelo had 11. On the bench then they had the Piasek, who had the 4 points, and Nico Williams had the 7 points. Down to 7 from 1st place, side effects may vary, 57 points.
Captain Salah, 4 points. Haaland had 5 points. Jesus, 19. Cancelo, 11. James, 7. And on the bench, they had the goalkeeper, Rea, who had 7 points. And they had Nico Williams, also 7 points. Non-mover at 8. Real, no stars, 69 points. Salah was the captain for 4 points. Jesus was there with 19. Haaland was there with the 5 points. De Bruyne, they had 14 points. Martinelli, 8. And Walker Peters had the 7. And on the bench, the Nico Williams was there also, 7 points. And then up to 9th was King Kane, 78 points. They had their captain, Jesus, 38 points. Kane had 8, Trippier with 7. Walker had the 6 points. Cancelo had the 11 points. And on the bench, they had the Nico Williams also, 7 points. De Silva, he also had 8 points. Finally, down to 10th from last week's 4th place, Lafayette Lions. 55 points. Captain De Bruyne had 28 points. Martinelli had the 8 points. And Cancelo had the 11. On the bench, they had the goalkeeper Sanchez, who had the 6 points. Janssen had 6 points. And they also had Williams, 7 points.
And that's the top 10, is it? Okay.
There is a fair amount of repetition with some of the players there, like Haaland, Jesus, Martinelli, Cancelo, James, Luis Diaz, Salah pops up there, Tony, Kane. It's a bit crowded, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit crowded, but these are the players who are performing and getting the points. And this is what you need. You need to be getting these lads in. Quite honestly, as well, then Nico Williams had 7 points. He's sitting at the bench for all of them there. Not a lot of trust. But look, it's always good to have him there. Okay, have we any notable mentions, Eamon? Yes, we do have notable mentions. For game week 2, our notable mention is best season ever, 68 points. Roberto Quinn has moved from 13th up to 11th. Looks like he's trying to break into the top 10, making his stab. This could be him maybe launch pad to a top 10 entry for next week. It'll be interesting to see. And maximum effort, 68 points. Ryan Lavin has shot up from 20th up to 13th. Solid match for him. Looking good. His booty and arms, what a beauty, 99. He's already in the top 10. Probably missing him. All right, okay. So that was game week 2. Now, if we switch over to game week 3, the highest points were 118 and the average points were 48. Now, Hector, do you want to start us off with the top 5 in the top 10?
Yes, very good. Okay, we have new number 1 up from 2nd place last week. Kilish Pate, 78 points. Yeah, Captain Jesus, 8 points. Kane was there with 6 points. Tony had the 8. Harrison had 14. Salah, 8. Rodrigo, 13. Zaha, 12. Zinchenko had the 6 points. And on the bench, Almiron, the midfielder, had the 7 points. We have a new riser up to 2nd place. Last week's number 7, side effects may vary. 60 points. They play the bench boost now this time.
Okay, right.
And they had Captain Salah, 16 points. Haaland, of course, got the 6 points. Rashford, the 10. Gabriel had 7 points. And points on the bench, then they had a total of 10 points. Probably not going to be very happy with that for the bench boost. To get 10 points, not very good.
No, it's not. A bit of waste, is it? I think it's a little bit of a waste. Yeah, but look, they've played it and that's it. There's not much you can do about it. A little bit early in the day for playing chips. I think. Do you agree, Hector?
I think so. Very early to play chip. I would not have played chip. Especially for getting that return 19 points. Not worth.
Okay.
Third place up from 4th last week is now Wahab Youhi 99. 52 points. They had Captain Jesus for 8 points. Haaland had the 6. Tony 8. Salah had the 8 points. Saliba at 14 points. Down 4 from 1st place. Taiga. 39 points. Captain Jesus, 8 points. Haaland had the 6 points. Martinelli had the 6. Salah had the 8. Their goalkeeper, Ramsdale, had the 6. And on the bench, they had Andres, midfielder, 8 points. And up to 5th place from last week's number 8. Real No Stars, 51 points. They had Captain Salah, 16 points. Haaland, 6. Martinelli, 6. Aronson had the 8 points. And De Bruyne had the 5 points.
Okay. So four managers on the rise here in the top 5.
That's right, yes.
Eamon, talk us then from 6th down to 10th.
Well, down to 6th from last week's 3rd place is FC Fitz, who got 44 points. Captain Salah was there with 16 points. Haaland had 6. Martinelli had 6. Gabriel had 7. And on the bench, they had Andreas, the midfielder, for 8 points. Down to 7th then from last week's 6th is NWA Blood, 44 points. Captain Haaland had 12 points for them. Salah had 8. Perisic had the 12. And on the bench, they had Trippier, the defender, for 6 points. And Andres, the midfielder, for 8 points. Then straight up to 8th place from last week's 14th is none other than the spoofer himself, Arkham Avengers, 72 points. And they played a wild card. Captain Salah got them 16 points. Tony picked up 8. Haaland 6, Rodrigo 13, Martinelli 6, Gundogan got 8 points, Gabriel had 7, and on the bench they also had the goalkeeper Sanchez, who had 8 points, and Struik, the defender from Leeds, had 6 points. And also in at 9th place, up from 17th place last week, is Raglan Road with 75 points. Captain Haaland had 12 points, Odegaard picked up 16, Bernardo had 13, Zaha had 12, Salah had 8, and Gabriel had 7 points. And then down to 10th place from last week's 5th position is Cam Bihai Cancelo, 41 points, with Captain Salah at 16 points, Martinelli got 6 points, and Madison got 7 points. And they are the notable mentions of the players for these in the top 10 here. Okay, so Arkham Avengers were 14 last week, and they're now 8th. And Raglan was 17, and they're now 9th. That's a massive jump. Yes, it is quite a big jump now. Of course, as I said, the spoofer played the wild card. Little bit of a surprise there, but then again, this is the spoofer, capable of just about pulling any rabbit out of a hat.
But it worked, didn't it?
I have to say, and I have to agree with you, it did work. Because last week they were plummeting down. This week they've got themselves into 8th place. They're in the top 10. Once you get into the top 10, how to stay there now is the business. But this is the spoofer. God knows what they'll do next week. Raglan as well. Good match. Good result. A better result, I think, actually, for Raglan, because they didn't play any wildcard. They didn't play any chips. And they got 75 points. They've done really well there. Good week for Raglan. And what about then, of course, Cambiai Cancelo. Devon, last year's winner, down. Won't be at all happy with this. We'll be probably kicking at the dust, kicking a stone down the street. 41 points. We'll not be very happy with this. Needs to be getting the average. You need to get the average points. You're not getting the average, you're in trouble. Okay, so of course our man Sean is doing very well, so Kalich based. This is the guy that last year you said was a bit of a, he's not doing anything. He certainly wasn't doing anything this last year. He has changed a full, like nearly 360 degree change here. And this is just unbelievable stuff. And he's, you know, doing really well overall. I think he's under the top 3,000. Overall managers in the whole of the Premier League fantasy football. It's a great piece of work there. And let's not all take this away here. What a beauty 99. Conor Lavin is remaining in the top 10 here and moving up to third place. This is, you know, as I said, it's a strange season. Hector, any notable mentions?
Yes, for me, I think the notable mention is down to 13th place from last week's number 11. Best season ever. They got 45 points. They had points on the bench, though. The goalkeeper, Pope, had 3 points. Rashford had 10 points. Johnson had 9 points. And Sancho had the 10 points. I don't think they will be very happy with that. But that has to hurt, Hector.
Rashford, 10 points. Johnson
is Nottingham Forest.
9 points. And Sancho, 10 points. So there's 29 points there. We won't include Pope's 3, but 29 points sitting there.
Yeah, he'll not be very happy with that.
Listen, this, he should have known better than that. He should have had a bit of faith in his team. He hasn't, and he's paid the price for it.
Okay, that's going to smart. Anybody else?
Down to 21st from last week's 19, the Blightsome. 29 points. Don't look like they're getting out the mark. They're like the Liverpool a bit. Just not seem to be clicking and getting going.
Eamon, you're shaking your head there.
Disappointing. I thought that Blightsom was going to actually do something this season, but they've got off to a very, very shaky start, and they need to really pull out all the stops for game week 4 if they want to try and save their season.
And also, can you add in one other thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A new manager has come in, and they're currently in 24th position. Silverstroke, 46 points.
Oh yeah, okay, great. Well, we welcome them and we wish them luck as well. Good luck to them.
Okay, so that's game week 2 and game week 3 all checked out there. Yes, and as I said, very interesting there. Okay, all right, okay. Well, that's great stuff. Okay, I suppose we should start to wrap up there. First of all,
I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. And we will be taking a look at Game Week 4 on our next show. It's Saturday and Sunday. Listing of fixtures, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Looking forward to it. It should be good. Look, they're coming fast. I like this. This is good. Anything, Eamon, anything further to add before we sign off?
Well, yes, the transfer window, of course, is still open and will remain open until the 1st of September. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what transfers take place. I think some teams need transfers. Some are going to go and get transfers, even though they may not need them. It'll be interesting to see. Look, can Liverpool get on track? They're playing Bournemouth at the weekend. They need to get a win. How will Aston Villa and West Ham fare out? Both of these are up against each other. Both of them need a win also. Steven Gerrard is feeling the cosh, I think, here. David Moyes won't be happy where they're languishing there. And could Crystal Palace stump Man City? Could there be another surprise for the Man City gang? I wouldn't put it past it there.
Okay, thank you. Hector, any shout-outs this week?
Yes. I have a big shout-out for all our listeners. We have listeners in Germany, Iran, Connecticut and Illinois in the United States, Longford, Monaghan, Mayo, Kildare, Galway, France, Bavaria, Swords, New York, California as well. Big high five out to California. Our listeners in the UK, to our listeners in Toyota in Tokyo, also to the Princess Edward Island, Melbourne, and to the province of Bulacan.
Sorry, what? Are you serious? The province of Bulacan. Are you making this up, Hector?
No, I'm not making that up at all. The Bulacan. These are our listeners out in Calumpit, which is Musarapiti in the Philippines. Sorry, what in the Philippines? This is a... How you saying it? I don't know. What is it you're trying to say?
I don't think he knows what he's saying himself.
This is a... How you say, it is a place, an area in the Philippines.
All right, okay. Yeah. Right, okay. I wasn't quite sure what you were getting at there.
I didn't think so. Are you actually telling us that this place, what did you call it? Bulacan.
Well, our listeners are in Calumpit, and that is part of the area of Bulacan, which is in the Philippines.
Okay, I'm not quite sold on this.
I can't question. He says this is the shout out. He has had a look to see the stats where our listeners are, so I'm taking him on face value.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Gentlemen, listen, thank you very much. And as always, it's been a pleasure to have you back on the show. As I said, we weren't here last week. Normal Servers is back in business here. Next week, we'll find out how Mick got on in the Camino Walk. And gentlemen, I hope that you enjoy the rest of the week and that you enjoy the weekend, the football, and you'll be back next week. We'll discuss a bit more.
Yes, and I'm still looking forward to hearing a little bit more about the theology and the psychology of the football transfers. Hector, you haven't forgot about this, have you?
No, I have not forgot about the demon. I will touch on this in the next episode. Okay? Happy with that now, Eamon?
Yes, I'm really happy with that. I think the listeners will be happy with that. We do look forward to hearing everything that you have to say about these topics.
Thank you, Eamon. You're so kind to you.
Thank you. That's me. Kind. Full of kindness for you, Hector.
And all that remains for me to do is to thank you, listeners, for joining us and welcome back. And I hope that you've enjoyed this week's show, this week's review of our managers for Game Week 2 and Game Week 3, and that you've enjoyed all the little bits of information in between. And please don't forget to tell your friends or your work colleagues, your family, to subscribe to our show. If you wish to get in contact with us, you can do by sending an email to arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Twitter or on Facebook. And I hope that you have a good morning, a good afternoon, good evening, and a good night wherever you are in the world. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and we'll be talking to you next week. Shalom.